Welcome to Anime Afterlife Podcast Top 5. This week's Top 5, Top 5 Desired Anime Adaptations. Alright, let's move to Aaron.
Okay, so my number 5, actually based on a game, although I don't even know what kind of story someone could write for it, but I'd like to see Virtuon made into an anime.
Oh my god, nice. Nice choice.
Because the premise of the original Virtuon game, Operation Moongate, was that all the arcade machines that you saw actually linked you to these giant robots, and you were controlling them in another dimension, sort of thing. I don't know, off to save the world. So it would actually be interesting to kind of see an anime about that. So.
Virtuon.
I have no idea what the plot would actually be, but
somewhat like Code Lyoko, but with machines.
Yeah, with giant machines.
Sweet.
But yeah, I think it'd be interesting because no one's ever bothered to touch upon anything from Virtuon aside from games. So it would be great to see an anime based on it.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Let's move to Jose.
My number 5, Coco Debut. I actually had this on my list for like a long time for my plan to read list. I just started reading it recently. But it's really good. I'm enjoying it so far. I'm only a few chapters in. The reason why it's on my top 5, though, is because of the concept, and it's about the
Wait, I didn't catch the title. What are you...
Coco Debut?
Oh, okay.
What is it now? Coco Debut?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
It's a girl, and she wants to be pretty. It takes place in high school. She's been playing baseball for all her life, so suddenly it's high school. She wants to be attractive and popular, so she meets this guy, Yu. She runs up to him and asks him, "Do you want to train me? Do you want to be my trainer to make me pretty and make me popular?" And he says, "No." Well, after a turmoil of events, he ends up accepting. And that's the plot of the story, how he turns her into someone attractive. Yet he constantly keeps asking her whether or not why she wants to be pretty, why she wants to be popular. Because he doesn't like it himself.
This sounds like a concept for a manhwa. Right?
And he also keeps telling her, "Don't fall in love with me." Yet you start seeing at the beginning that it seems like he's the one falling in love with her. And that's perhaps why he's choosing it. And that's just my assumption of what's going to happen. But I hope it does.
Let's move to Kane.
Well, my number 5 will be Guilty Gear.
Oh, shit.
Video game, you know, some people might not know about it, but the characters are all really interesting, so I think that would turn out to be at least an interesting anime.
Cool.
Alright, let's head it to men.
My number 5 will be the manga Prunus Girl. It's about, I think King knows it, it's about basically, a guy who meets a girl. I can't really remember much other than that, but it turns out the girl is actually a guy. Or he calls himself a guy. I'm not convinced. I think it's a girl. I still think it's a girl. I will never think it's a guy because there's no way that's a guy. The reason why I want to have an anime is for once and for all so I can tell through his voice actor if it's a guy or a girl.
That doesn't work.
It will work. I bet you anything that the voice is a big part of being a guy.
It'll end up like Chrono, dude. You won't ever find out the gender.
Chrono sounded like a girl.
I'm pretty sure it's a guy. Pretty sure.
What?
100% sure.
King, back me up here.
Who? No.
Chrono from Soul Eater.
Chrono is a girl.
I don't believe you,
Pete. Yeah, Chrono's a girl.
I don't.
Dave thinks it's a guy.
Moving on. Moving on.
Okay, that's my number
five. My number five is Sankurei. It's a manga about... Yes, it's a manga about this guy who's obsessed with zombies. And somehow the girl that comes involved with... Like, he's trying to resurrect his cat. And he meets this girl who's being abused by her father. And somehow the two, like, end up in this situation where, like, she's living up at his house because she died and she drank some of his zombie juice that he was using trying to resurrect his cat.
That even sound right. She drank some of his zombie juice, Dave. Did that sound right?
What? Oh. No. I did not think that through.
She drank his zombie juice. That's some fucked up word placement you had there, Dave.
I admit, I did not think that through. Okay. But I think that would be a really good anime adaptation. A really good romance. So, that's my number five. Let's move on to our number fours. Aaron?
Okay, so my number four. Another game. One I recently finished and was sort of disappointed in, Final Fantasy 13.
Oh. I wouldn't want an anime of that.
I actually would, because when I wrote my review for the game, I realized the story might have been a little more interesting had I not had to go through
playing it.
Crappy battles and playing through it. I think it might have been a little more interesting. So I would just like to see like some sort of anime adaptation where I don't have to interact with anything. And I think it would be interesting to see what the result might be. Maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse, but I think it'd be interesting.
I think that'd be fun to watch. The Final Fantasy animes they have now kind of suck. I haven't watched Final Fantasy Unlimited, but the Final Fantasy V sequel anime is terrible. And the Advent Children wasn't that. It wasn't amazing.
Advent Children wasn't that bad. I don't know why people are complaining so much about it.
Advent Children wasn't that bad. I thought it was bad.
It used to be like one of my... not my favorite anime movie, but like... It used to be really like... It used to be a really big movie to me. Like
it's
that.
Nonsensical,
I don't understand the hate for Final Fantasy Spirits Within. I don't understand that. Just because it has nothing to do with Final Fantasy doesn't mean it's.
I think that's why people hated it. It's just it had nothing to do with Final Fantasy. And that's
I watched that with my dad when I was like really young, and it was a really good movie when I was young, and I still like it. I don't care.
Final Fantasy fanboy though.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Whatever. I was not a fanboy back then.
Okay.
I like the voice acting of Advent Children.
Advent Children had good voice acting, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, did you say Advent Children had good voice acting?
Well, yeah. I never watched the English dub, I don't think.
Okay, I watched the dub.
I did.
The Scottish or Irish or whatever takes it.
He was Scottish in Dirge of Cerberus, too, though.
No one cares about
their service. Whatever. You guys are just hating on Final Fantasy now. Let's move on.
All right.
Final Fantasy 13 anime.
Let's move on to Jose.
My number four. It's about it's a book, French book. It's called The Mystery of the Yellow Room. It's a locked room mystery novel. So, the murder. The crime happens inside this room. And this detective has troubles finding it. And it's all about the crime and how he ends up discovering who committed murder. And there's actually several murder attempts. So I think that could add extra content to an anime about it.
Awesome.
That's it.
Cool. Let's move to King.
Not enough murder mystery animes out there. King?
My number four will be the final wish is granted by a Grim Reaper.
What the hell is that?
You know what this is, Finn. It's about, basically, the story is from a boy's, this guy's point of view, and it turns out that he killed all his family.
Oh my god, I forgot about them. Damn it!
So basically, he brutally just kills all his family. But his kid sister comes back as a Shinigami Grim Reaper. So, but to take him, you know, to take him to hell and stuff like that. But before she does that, he is granted a wish. Do you remember what the wish he wanted? He didn't wish for anything yet.
He didn't wish anything yet. I think the girl wished for something.
Yeah. Well, but before she can, you know, take him to hell, she has to see another client. A little disabled girl who's very weak, you know. She's been weak all her life. She has to sit in a wheelchair and stuff like that. And she wishes, you know, to, at least for a day, that she, you know, be healthy like any other person, you know. So she grants the wish, and then the girl goes on, like, a brutal killing spree as well. So
Wasn't there a giant twist, though, with that girl? I forgot
how. Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, yeah.
The boy, he doesn't remember ever killing his family or anything. Like, something, his memories are blocked by it, but he's decided that he'll, you know, pay the consequences for it anyway because his family's dead, so. But they're trying to figure out, you know, what's happening. The manga's really short right now. It hasn't updated.
It's on the release date of Judge, so.
Yeah, so it's still up in the air, but it was interesting. It has an interesting perspective. So.
It's really good. I wish that they'd add more chapters. I'm pretty sad that.
That will be my.
Okay. Let's move it to Ben.
My number four is The World Ends With You anime, based off the DS game. Shut up, King. I love the music and, like, just the premise of this anime, how it starts you off, basically, doesn't it start you off dead, I think? And, like, basically the whole game is centered around you trying to figure out what happened before your death. And you're also thrown into this, like, game played after people die, basically. And, like, if I forget what happens, you have to partner up with somebody, and then if you win, like, one of you gets to be alive again, basically. If you win the game, but there's, like, a ton of people with a ton of different partners, and, like, there's, like, these things called noise, which are out to kill, but basically erase players to make sure that they are permanently dead. And then there's, like, the Reapers who can basically, like, the rule holders, the referees, kind of the game. So I thought this would be a really awesome concept for an anime. I think this is, like, the music is really good, too, and the characters are awesome. A lot of twist with them. And I thought this would... It feels like a game that would work really well as an anime, and that's why I want one made as soon as possible. There's a manga, but it doesn't do the game justice whatsoever. And I need more show in my life. He needs to be in anime form with his Sons of Digits and Zeta Slows and stuff. So yeah, my number four.
Cool. Alright. And my number four is actually a game that I haven't played, but I really want to because it looks pretty cool. And that is God Hand. Which is this
God
game...
God Hand!
Yes, it's
nice.
Game developed by Clover Studios that closed down, I don't know how long ago, but it looks really cool. This guy has this godlike hand that can, like, stomp down enemies with just, like, his fist, and he can just, like, step on them with, you know, I don't know how many times, but
the humor is really good in that game, too. I was actually had that on my list for a while, but, you know.
Yeah, I should really consider picking that game up soon, but, yeah, that would
it's
really...
It's kind of rare.
Yeah.
Fun.
But that's my number four. All right. And let's move to our number threes. Aaron?
Okay, so my number three is a manga. I actually want to see Kimi no Iru Machi. I don't know if you guys have ever read that before.
I had to stop because it was getting too depressing.
It is kind of depressing, but where I'm at, there, I some of the discussion topics in some of the forums, they're talking about possible heroine change, actually. So it's really, really, it's actually, it's an on and off sort of manga. Yeah, at one point, yeah, I almost felt like not reading it anymore, but I decided to stick with it, and right now it's, I like where the direction it's going right now, so I would like to see that made into a really a good anime. But yeah, it's really heart-wrenching in some parts.
Yeah, it's really depressing.
It can be very depressing at some times, and I think that's one of the reasons why I want to see it animated, is just that it does that storytelling aspect so well that it would be interesting to see it animated, to see if they could do the same sort of thing that the manga has done.
All right, let's move it to Jose.
My number three, another book, The Mystery of the Automaton Woman. I'm not sure if you guys have seen Kina's Journey. It's an anime.
I've heard about it, but I've never actually seen it.
I've heard
it's
of
a
it.
Kid
yeah.
goes on a journey. Well, in each episode, he goes to a different city. Well, there was this one episode where he goes to this city that's underwater. And there's this house on a cliff. In this house, there are automatons. They're like human-like machines. So it reminded me of this book. And I would like to see a book about this human-like machines. The book is about this machine woman that is kidnapped. I think like it's stolen. It's stolen, and how she ends up going through the hands of different people.
This who the hell reads Jose?
I like mystery stuff.
Nobody reads it nowadays.
What, no one reads mysteries nowadays?
No, nobody reads.
There's an audience for books. That's closed mind. Not really. But whatever.
Okay. Let's move it to King.
My number three will be Lucifer and the Bisky Hammer. Just because right now it's probably one of my favorite mangas, and it's I don't know why, it's been a long time. They're on the last chapter, but they haven't released it. Like, they're making fun of everybody. They're like, yeah, this is the last chapter, but yeah, screw you, we're not releasing it. So I need something. If it's not going to end, I want anime to continue. But I want closure or something.
I was reading that, and I don't know. I just ended up stopping because, I don't know. It got... I lost interest in it, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I should pick it back up.
How far did you get?
Let's see. I can't really remember. Is that sort of like... I don't even remember where I was anymore. Remember there being some sort of old guy that had one of
swordfish.
Those...
Swordfish Knight! He was the best swordfish. Ever!
Yeah.
Oh, poor Swordfish.
I'm not sure. But, yeah, I just got lost, so... Maybe I'll pick it back up again.
Maybe. All right. Let's move it to Ven.
My number three is Uzumaki, a horror manga that I am very positive on. One of the only horror manga that I've actually really enjoyed, other than, like, Goth or something like that. But, like...
What about Hanako?
Hanako? Well, that's not really a horror. It's more of, like... It has its scary moments, but like I wouldn't consider it a horror manga. I think it's more like... Actually, Hanako is a lot of genres put together. is like mystery and shonen sometimes, and it has a little bit of horror and a little bit of thriller. But, you know, I'm just talking about like raw horror manga. Like Uzumaki rarely has any downtime where it actually has comedy. And the scenes in it are terrifying at points. Like if you read it late at night, you will like start seeing the images from the manga on your walls and stuff. And it starts freaking you out. It starts doing damage to your psyche because it just sticks with you. Like for about a week after I read it, like the images kept sticking in my mind because it's so noticeable to recognize objects from it in all around you. So I think that there's already a live action movie based on this, and I couldn't actually sit through it. I sat through maybe half of it before dropping it because, like, I don't know, I was not. I just wasn't convinced that it was a good follow-up for the manga. I think that an anime would do it way, 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 way better, having the freedom of animation that anime does. And I think that they could do it so good. I've seen horror animes done good, like Kakoshi Enma was done really good, and Boogie Pop Phantom at times was really horrific. But like, I think that as an anime, Uzumaki could do amazingly well as a horror anime, and I really want to see it done. So if that ever gets happening, then, you know, awesome. But not now, I guess. So that's my number 3.
All right. And my number 3, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this in Slack, is that I want a Final Fantasy X anime. And I think it could really work.
Why would you hate that?
Well, some people are like, oh, the plot's too complicated, the characters aren't really well developed. I like Titus, I like Auron and Waka, they're all...
I think you mean Titus, according to Square Enix.
Titus?
That's his name, apparently.
Titus? It's like a...
Square Enix.
It's a very...
Square Enix rename.
Very unappealing way of saying it. But I like the...
It is.
Really?
No, FF10 is actually pretty good in my opinion. I would actually I think that's a great choice.
Final Fantasy X's like in my top 6 Final Fantasy games, probably.
But
I don't like the start much.
What?
I don't like the start much.
Oh well.
The whole going back in time or forward or whatever.
But I mean, later into the game when you like meet the rest of the characters, like what's her name, Yuffie, and I don't know,
Yuffie.
wait.
Seven.
What am I thinking of?
You mean Riku?
Riku?
You
mean Riku?
Wait, who's Yuffie?
That's
irritating. Yuffie's the ninja
Final Fantasy VII character.
Wow, how did I do that?
So, did you actually want a Final Fantasy VII anime then?
No, I didn't even play Final Fantasy VII. But.
Oh.
What?
Well, nah. Dave's only played like one Final Fantasy, I think. Final Fantasy X.
And I haven't finished 12, but I'll get on that eventually. But, yeah. Final Fantasy X could work. And that's my number 3. Let's move on to our number 2s. Aaron, take it away.
So, yeah, I actually there's a manga, there's a game, but there's no anime, so might as well complete the trifecta. And I want to see a Dot Hack Link anime.
Oh, why Link? Link sucks.
I don't know, because I'd like to see, you know, more of Kite really animated. Just, I don't know, if they could take the story, like, it doesn't have to be, like, 100% faithful, because, I mean, like, there are a couple loopholes here and there in the Dot Hack storyline, so,
what's the word I'm trying to find? It's, it's not canon.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
It's a side story, you mean, or?
Not even a side story, it's not canon.
It's like a, I don't know, maybe a what if future sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a what if. It's like, what if all these characters met each other, were in the same time period where everyone was playing the game.
Yeah, and
Sykes was there, Hasale's there, you know.
It would be interesting to see them like tie it together and try to make a canon story out of it. Like
character novels are there.
Yeah.
But then it just ruins the whole, you know, the canon. So.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's possible they could write a good enough script to make it work. I mean, like, to make all the craziness work.
No, there's no way possible it could be canon.
Yeah.
Well, that... What about the Mirai Nikki instance then, King?
No. This is...
What about... I mean, Paradox.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. This is not multiple dimensions, because that's stupid.
I guess. Well, it could be, considering multiple dimensions. I don't know. I've never...
Well, maybe they could use, like, a multiple dimensions thing for the anime storyline. That would be different. But... Yeah, I would like to see it animated.
Who knows?
It's hard to say.
Cool. Dot hack. Link.
All right. Let's move to Jose.
My number two is Gare. I know there's the
Gare Zero prequel. Anime?
Yeah, but that's a prequel. And I actually want one from the actual storyline, especially the first.
I thought there was a Gare anime, though.
There's Gare Zero. I don't think I've heard of a Gare.
Just a prequel. Prequel really? Story. After watching Gare Zero and reading the first two arcs of Gare, I really want an anime about Gare. Because I think they can pull off many things better. I think there's a little too much comedy in Gare in the manga. And the prequel anime managed to... lower that comedy down and make the mood more serious.
How far are you in the manga?
I'm on 17, 18. Chapter 17, 18.
Keep going. It gets pretty serious. The humor kind of disappears, I would say. In the series.
I hope so, because I just read through like a beach episode and it only lasted like 5 pages and suddenly they switch to this other scene. And I feel there's a lot of...
I have a feeling, well, like the humor becomes less pronounced. It there's still a little hint of it there, but by the end, it almost feels like it's not even there anymore. So it does pick up. You'll like it more the more you read. That's all I can say.
Okay. All right. And let's move to King.
My number two will be Doubt.
Wait, because, Doubt?
Yes, Doubt.
That's really high up. My God.
On a Doubt anime.
Yeah. Cool.
It's awesome. That's all I can say. I don't know. Listen to my review of it. I said everything I could say there.
That is awesome.
Okay. And then let's move to Ven.
I know what King's number one is. Anyway, my number two is Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer. Like King said, it needs an anime. And they're not finishing the goddamn manga, so I don't even got any closure on the manga yet. But it has a wide cast of awesome characters, especially Crow, who I would love to see animated. And the story is just... I just want to see some of the battle sequences animated as well, because some of the battles in the manga were really hard to follow, and I think having them animated would really help me understand what the hell was going on in most of them. Plus, I want to see, like, the Cat Knight, or Black Cat Knight fight in animation. He was awesome. Anything. Just anything. I don't even care. Just even in just a pilot episode, I don't give a shit. Just animate that fucking thing. It'd be awesome. And that's my number two.
Alright. And my number two is Persona 4. Because, yes. and even the opening sequence, like, it's already pretty much already animated. You know, you have the, in the opening sequence, you have Yosuke and Kanji, all that, those characters, you know, in the anime kind of format. And it's pretty much like, well, they could expand on that medium and make it like so much more interesting to have this, because the game pretty much follows a storyline, plotline. I mean, most of the...
Where are you in the game?
What?
Where are you in the game?
I am after the Retro Dungeon, somewhere in September.
Okay.
I thought you were already on Naoto.
Yeah, I'm there. But I think it would be pretty cool. I mean, like, the game pretty much focuses on its story rather than, I'd say, gameplay. I mean, I pretty much press the X button for the first 3 hours. But it's an interesting story, and I think it'd work.
I thought it was more character-focused than story-focused.
Yeah.
Then story was, like, right behind it. Like, I thought the game was basically focused around your relationships with each character and develop each character, how they developed through the entire... as the story was going on.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Okay. And that's my number two. So let's move on to our number ones. Aaron?
Okay, well, pretty similar to one of King's earlier mentions, but my number one is BlazBlue Continuum Shift.
Yeah, I didn't know if I wanted to do BlazBlue or
I Guilty couldn't Gear. Say it because I never played the story. So
well, Guilty. Okay, the Calamity Trigger, the first game, the story I played all of it. I have perfect 100% story mode, and the story was so in my opinion. But I did the exact same thing for Continuum Shift, and every character I hated in Calamity Trigger, I now have an appreciation for. So it is a massive, massive improvement in just the character storytelling and everything. Like, it would be great to see it all animated, because there are some like small animated cutscenes which sort of tease that, you know, this could be a really good anime, but no, we'll honestly, just give you this 5-second cutscene.
I want to see Jin slap you with a scarf some more.
but, there's a manga for BlazBlue, though.
Yeah, I believe there is that manga. But that's actually a prequel story, if I'm not mistaken. But it would be nice to see like the actual main plot line animated, because the second game story is really, really incredible in my opinion, and I think it's worth an anime.
Alright, and let's move to Jose.
My number one, Our Happy Time.
God damn it, I knew this was coming ever since you talked about it.
You have to read it. It's good.
I have read it. It's,
and it's really good. I talked about it earlier. Suicide Girl and Murder Dude. It's great to see how things come along in that anime, in that manga. I really want to see an anime about it.
It's actually very well. What's it called? What am I looking for here? It's a well, you know, respected manga. A lot of people like it who've read it. Everyone who reads it seems to like it a lot. So
yeah,
there's hope yet.
All right. Then let's move to King.
My number one big surprise. Ha ha ha.
First.
Yeah, just get the last out right now. It's Persona 4.
Yay!
And yeah, if you didn't see that coming, you know, I don't know what to say. But it's already almost an anime, so why not just do it, you know, full force? So there you go, Persona 4. Great characters, great story. Probably best game ever.
Though,
probably, I think it is the best game ever.
I did read some of the manga, and it looks the main character does seem kind of awkward. Like he's just saying the choices that he has given in the game. Like
I think that's kind of funny.
I actually find the Him Daisy comics a lot. I don't know. I just find them better than the manga. That's just me. That's because the Him Daisy comics are awesome. And they're hilarious.
Yeah. And let's move to Ben.
Persona 4!
No way.
It's my number one. Damn it, King. Yeah, what else can I say? It's my favorite game of all time. And if it doesn't get an anime, God help everyone that could have done it. Because I will be raging and rampaging through the cities with my machine gun and stuff. Because, come on, it's Persona 4. One of the best cast of characters I've ever seen in my entire life. And one of the best, not the best story, but it was a solid story. And I think it would do so well, so fucking well as an anime. I just want it done. And that's why it's my number one.
All right. And my number one is No More Heroes. And I think that would really work well, because they could just have every episode one of those unique boss fights, like in the first game or the second game. And you know how there's each boss has their own fighting style, and you have different ways of defeating them. They each have their different patterns. And Travis is a unique character. He's loudmouth, but he's also an otaku, and I think that they could really do something with that.
I always thought the No More Heroes anime would be like Megas XLR, kinda. Not exactly, but you know, around like that style of what they did in that show would be kind of what the anime would be like.
Yeah. And I really like that big twist near the end of the game, the first game. I think that was like one of the really surprising factors of No More Heroes 4. So, that's my number one.
Did you say No More Heroes 4?
What?
There's four No More Heroes now?
What? Did I say that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Did you play Killer 7, Dave?
I did not, but I've heard mixed feelings, things about it.
Killer 7 starts. Awesome, huh? It's so much better.
Does Killer 7 have a story? Because as far as I know, they just...
Killer 7's story is amazing.
I should probably check into it, because
I think that if you actually played God Hand, it would be higher on your list, Dave.
Maybe.
I had God Hand pretty high before I took it off.
But, yeah, that's the top five. Thank you for listening.
Bye.